This week, we feature a contemporary play about a historical figure, an Americana band, two art exhibitions, and a marathon citywide reading session. It's the last weekend to catch Lauren Gunderson's play, Emily. La Marquise du Châtelet defends her life tonight, which is receiving its Northeast regional premiere in a production by Wham Theater at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield through Sunday. While Emily du Châtelet is best known for her 15-year liaison with Voltaire, the French Enlightenment writer, historian, and philosopher, she was far more than just a great man's mistress. She became a highly regarded interpreter of modern physics and a master of mathematics and linguistics during the Age of Enlightenment. In the play, Emily searches for a formula that will convince the world of her worth by tallying her achievements in love and philosophy. Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge is showcasing the work of award-winning illustrator Wendell Miner. Highlighting his many cover illustrations and children's book illustrations, each inspired by his love of history, art, science, and the natural world. Wendell Miner's America reviews the artist's four-decade career, tracing the personal and artistic journey of the acclaimed book illustrator and admirer of Norman Rockwell through original artwork, artifacts, and references from Miner's expansive visual chronicles, as well as commentary about his collaborations with our nation's most prominent authors, scientists, and historians. Folk roots quintet Poor Old Shine brings its energetic take on acoustic Americana to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9. The band will be celebrating the release of its new eponymous album, showcasing the group's vintage bluegrass and grassroots approach at the show. Poor Old Shine's music is rooted in the folk and Appalachian mountain music traditions and fits in well at bluegrass festivals and sticky rock clubs alike. Each set by the group mixes the band's original songwriting with traditional folk ballads, prison work songs, and front porch style jamming. Oil paintings by Joel Griffith are on display at Newman Fine Art in Hillsdale through January 4th. A reception and gallery talk by the artist will take place on Saturday, November 30th at 5. Joel Griffith was named the official painter laureate of his hometown of Tivoli in 2003. His paintings, many of which grace the walls of Tivoli's town hall, have been compared to a great story told at the local bar by a poet with a visionary eye. The Marina Abramovich Institute, in collaboration with Basilica Hudson, will host a 24-hour marathon reading of The City of Dreaming Books by Walter Moyers from Saturday at 2 through until the book is completed at approximately 2 on Sunday. The event will be held at Basilica Hudson, about 1 mile from the Future Institute. Over the course of 24 hours, students, teachers, and other Hudson community participants will read the entirety of Walter Moyers' fantastic tale. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.